If you're interested in attending Catholic worship, come consider the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. We're located just 4 blocks up from Soldiers Field Road at 43 Holton Street. You can check out our website at stanthonyalston.org. That's stanthonyalston.org. And come to the 10 o'clock Mass and experience our chanted Liturgy of the Eucharist every Sunday. Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we pray that you will lead us closer to you during this Advent season, especially as we continue into the second week of Advent. Let us be filled with your love, let us be filled with your glory, and always come to praise who you truly are. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, it is Tuesday. It's December 12th, and this is a very special day in the Catholic Church, especially in the Americas. Today, we celebrate the feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe, who is the patroness of the Americas, the patroness of Mexico, and the patroness of the pro-life cause. Now, there's a whole story behind this, and I know that there are people who may be listening who do, we always talk about this on Mary feast days in the Catholic Church, who do not understand the Catholic the Catholic teaching on Mary. Because, and I even see this on the internet, people say, see, they in the Catholic Church, she is a god. No, she's not. And that's really important. She is the greatest of all saints, but she is not a god. Mary is fully human, and she is not at all divine. And this is an important consideration. We always realize that Mary, as St. Paul teaches, Mary is the reverse of Eve, just as Adam, Jesus is the reverse of Adam. So Mary reverses Eve by being totally obedient to the Father, whereas Eve was disobedient to the Father. And through Eve's disobedience, she brings sin into the world through Adam. Through Mary's obedience, she brings the opportunity for salvation in the world through giving birth to Jesus. So that's an important consideration. And that's one of the reasons why we believe Mary is sinless. I know there are many evangelicals maybe right now going, what? But that's what we believe. And that's the reason. And I know I've had those discussions before with evangelicals, but that's the reason. And it's important in other Christians as well. I don't think the Lutherans believe as we, but no, they might. But many of the Anglicans do. The Anglicans that aren't united to the Catholic Church, which obviously the ones who are do believe the same thing, but the ones who aren't, I think, believe the same way we do. And so there's different understandings, and that's what Catholics believe. But Our Lady of Guadalupe is unique because Mary, as we know the story, historically accurate, Mary appeared to a young Native American working in the fields by the name of Juan Diego. He is now Saint Juan Diego. And she appeared to him, and it's a long story. You'd have to look it up online. And after she appeared to him, he went and told the bishop, and the bishop, maybe not the bishop directly, but the priests around him, didn't believe him. And so, anyway, over the next several days or several weeks, she appeared to him several times. And in the last time she appeared to him, she asked him to take off his tilma, which is kind of like his maybe kind of like a jacket, I guess, best way to put it. And she arranged roses in this tilma. Now, it was in December, and roses didn't normally appear, so this was a miraculous thing as well. So this was to be a sign to the bishop that Mary is in fact appearing to Juan Diego, and she tells him to go bring this to the bishop. So he brings these flowers, these roses, wrapped in his tilma to the bishop. And there's two stories very similar. It's one of those things, minor details. Either as he went into the bishop's residence, he tripped, or he dropped the tilma with the flowers, whatever the case may be, however she arranged them was no longer the case. And he looks down at the flowers. I think he was rather stunned and that he dropped them, that he fell and he dropped them, or he dropped them. And when he looks up, the bishop and all the priests around him were on their knees in prayer. And he's like, okay, what's this all about? And he looks over and sees inside the tilma is this image of Mary that was not there before. And it's a powerful image. And you can see a replica of it, an official replica. It's signed and everything else, signed by the person who testified that it's a replica, over at the Madonna Queen Shrine in Boston. And if you want to know what that's that shrine that overlooks Logan Airport in Orient Heights. So anyway, the Madonna Queen Shrine, you can go over there and you can see this tilma, a replica of it, and see exactly what was there, what that image is. You can see the actual image itself at the Basilica of Our Lady of Guadalupe. And obviously the image is available on the internet too. But you can go to the Basilica of Our Lady of Guadalupe and see the image itself. It's a very powerful image, and there's a lot behind that whole story. Mary is, a lot of people don't understand that because they say we worship Mary as a god. We don't, and we can't, because Mary's not a god, and she always points to her son. She always says, go, and focuses on her son. One of the most powerful realities of that is when there was the fire at the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris. It's a cathedral, basilica, but whatever, Notre Dame in Paris, several years ago, the Monday of Holy Week, by the way. But when there was a fire, the parishioners obviously couldn't go to Mass there, obviously right after the fire. So they went to Sacred Heart Church, I guess it is, down the street from Notre Dame Cathedral. And that's just a great symbol, a great understanding of the way Mary works. She always points to her son. Sacred Heart is the Sacred Heart of Jesus. So there you go. You go from Mary always leads people to Jesus. So it's not, if Mary, we worship Mary as a god, we would be focusing on her. She always leads people to Jesus. That's the focus. She's in that sense. And this is a powerful message. So she, again, is leading people to Jesus. Now, what we understand is in that same spot that Juan Diego was, there was once an Aztec temple to a female god. And Mary is now saying that Jesus is now the god. There is no Aztec god. Jesus is now the god. So she has people focused over there towards her son, or focused towards her son. Very powerful imagery that you can see in this tilma. And she's also with child, as the saying goes, because she's going to give birth to Jesus in this image. There are people who say that if you look very carefully at the image, you can see a reflection of Juan Diego in her eyes. I've never been able to look at any form of the image that closely to determine whether or not that is true. But these are some powerful things that you can see and actually see. This is one of the, that I know of, there may be more, this is one of the two apparitions of Mary that left behind an identifiable artifact. The other is Nossa Senhora Aparecida, which means Our Lady appeared in what is now called Aparecida, in, I believe it's Sao Paulo State in Brazil, or it might be Aparecida State, but it's the city of Aparecida in Brazil. And it's not exactly in between, but it's in between Sao Paulo and Rio de Janeiro. So a pretty powerful reality there in experiencing and understanding this powerful image that has we have today. There's a story that Hillary Clinton was taking a tour of Mexico, and obviously they brought her to the Basilica. I don't know whether it was the local church brought her to the Basilica. And she looked at it and she said, "This is, you know, beautiful. Who did it?" And the Monsignor who was showing her said, "God." So really interesting that is there. But that's the powerful story that we celebrate today in Our Lady of Guadalupe, Nossa Senhora. That's Portuguese. Nuestra Senhora de Guadalupe. And that's the feast day we celebrate today. And again, it's remembered throughout the Americas. There are some Mexican and either other Hispanic Catholic communities that will reenact the whole story in various churches, either today or over the weekend. So if you hear of one going on, just check it out. See if you can see it. Very powerful stuff. So that's an important thing to look at. Nossa Senhora Aparecida is the one from Brazil, but we're focused on today, Nuestra Senhora de Guadalupe, who is Our Lady of Guadalupe. So don't forget, we are here every single Monday through Friday at 3 o'clock in the morning and also midnight right here on WEZE 590 AM. And don't forget, you have a standing invitation to our 10 o'clock AM Mass over at St. Anthony Parish in Alston. Tune us in tomorrow. I'll give you more details about that. And that's our chanted Mass. We chant the responses in the latter half of the Mass during the Liturgy of the Eucharist. In the meantime, we will see you tomorrow. Have yourself a blessed day. And we'll see you then. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com. And you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. Remember, when you're looking for a place to attend Mass, and if you don't already attend Mass at your local parish, come to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. We're located at 43 Holton Street in Alston, just a few blocks up from Soldiers Field Road. And you can check us out, come to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass, and come to experience our Catholic worship at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts.